I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The U.S. set its refugee cap at 45,000 last year, which is a historic low. But according to reports, the cap may be reduced even further. Bethany Christian Services, Chris Pulaski.
Right now, nothing has gone through, but we've heard through the grapevine that the government is looking at putting the cap at 25,000 refugees coming in the country this coming year. So that would be a great decrease from what it is right now. And I mean, a huge decrease from what it was several years ago.
Some smaller nations are receiving more refugees than the United States, but that might not last. Some countries are scaling back on refugee admittance, and if more follow, refugees may be forced to stay in dangerous situations. Please pray for the global refugee crisis and help show Christ's love by serving refugees through Bethany. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. And from refugees, we turn to media. Imagine putting the gospel on every screen around the world. It sounds almost impossible, but that's the goal of international media ministries. Currently, their efforts reach people in 30 different languages. Denise Godwin, president of IMM.
We work in partnership with people in these regions. So we don't sit around as a ministry and say, hey, that would be a cool idea. We go out and say, what is it you need and what language do you need it in?
Please pray for IMM as they send God's redemptive story to screens worldwide, and specifically for a project underway in North Africa and the Middle East.
When you're sending truth into dark places, there is a lot of pushback and attack. And it's really important that we are bathed and covered in prayer as we set out to say truth into a closed part of the world.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries offers the free resource 33 Affirmations. Learn more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.